It was 10 years ago this week that, after much fanfare, in fact, decades of planning and promises, that the AT&T Performing Arts Center really came to fruition. The Wiley was open, the Winspear was open, Flora Street became this sort of mecca of the arts, and now it's time for celebration, I guess. Debbie Storrs gets to celebrate. She's the CEO of the AT&T Performing Arts Center. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Great to be here.
Gosh, it just was forever coming.
In the making.
Yeah,
yes.
And it was really something to see it finally hit. And I was reading Michael Granberry's story in the Dallas Morning News this weekend, which is really good, which gives some of the history. But I'd forgotten that all the fundraising was taking place and all the pledges were coming in just as the economy fell into the worst decline since the Great Depression of 1929. It's amazing the things here.
It is amazing. And that was, you know, quite an issue that the center had to overcome in its history. The fundraising actually started in 2000, but in the late 2000s, and fundraising exceeded expectation because there was so much excitement about the AT&T Performing Arts Center and how it would complete the 30-year vision of the Dallas Arts District. But in the late 2000s, when the Great Recession hit, it severely impacted outstanding pledges and the outstanding debt for the center.
Yeah, I think it wasn't because people didn't want to do it.
Nope.
I mean, they made a commitment, but
absolutely,
they just didn't have it, and it disappeared. And so consequently, there was a lot of debt that was sort of hanging over. Meanwhile, everybody's enjoying, you know, performances at the Wiley or across the street at the Winspear or whatever. But there was a real sense of doom for a while that maybe at least the performance schedule would be cut back.
Yeah, I can't say that anyone at the center ever felt a sense of doom. It was just a huge challenge that the center knew that it had to work through. But it never affected our ability to what I consider having staging the amazing over the last 10 years.
So now you're all grown up. So you've had the Meyerson down there forever at one end. You've got One Arts Plaza, you know, finished at the other end. In the middle, you have, you have the Moody now, the Performing Arts
That's
Center.
Right.
You have that great Arts Magnet School, the Booker
T. Washington.
Yeah, and so what else is there to do?
Oh, there's so much to do in the Arts District. The visual arts organizations are at the other end of Flora Street. So Flora Street is about a half a mile full of both visual and live performing
arts.
Well,
I guess that you're right. We have to go down to the Crow and to the Dallas Museum of Art. It is one big long stretch.
Right.
But it's pretty well built out, right?
It's very well built out. And the final piece that's being completed between this year and next year is Hall Arts, the hotel and the residences. And we're very excited about the energy that Hall Arts is going to bring to the district as well.
Yeah, we've been down there for performances on nights when it was something going on at the Meyerson, something going on at the Wiley, something going on at the Winspear, and the city at the Moody. And then at 8 o'clock it starts, and the streets are empty.
They are.
And you'd never know that there are thousands of people surrounding you.
Surrounding you, and amazing performances taking place inside those buildings. But I think it's a huge focus of the cultural plan and the next evolution of the Performing Arts Center and the Dallas Arts District. All of the leaders are working together to more fully activate all the street and the campuses and that entire area around the clock, so that it's an area full of lively activity.
So one would think that with more people living there, there's another multifamily going up right next to Museum Tower,
mm-hmm.
and then I guess Craig Hall will be opening up the hotel and then the condominiums here later on at the end of the year. Is that going to bring a little life to the place?
I think that will bring a lot more energy to the place, to Flora Street. There are some great restaurants now right across the street from the AT&T Performing Arts Center. But we at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, as well as our colleagues throughout the Arts District, are collaborating on ways to provide entertainment that is both inside and outside, to more fully activate the area and the streets and make it a hustling, bustling area of activity.
You know, the word collaborates comes to mind because the last time you were here last year,
mm-hmm.
and you were here with your new sidekick, the head of the Dallas
Summer
Musicals. And there had been, I mean, open animosity and fighting between the two forums because everybody was fighting over the same plays and there was no cooperation. And all of a sudden, I see you guys cooperating. And then, I don't know, it seemed like the arts, a lot of the different parts of the arts were competing against each other for ticket sales. And you've got some unified, you know, ticketing areas being sold. And I guess the Meyerson still continues to be somewhat of an outlier. But tell me where all that stands right now.
So there's an incredible spirit of collaboration across all of the arts and culture institutions in Dallas in general, but particularly in the Dallas Arts District. There's an understanding that we're not all competing for audiences across the city of Dallas. There's a sense that we need to work together to grow audiences across the city of Dallas and to bring people in and to help them understand that when you visit arts and culture institutions in the city of Dallas, they have so much to offer, and there's really something to offer for everyone. We're competing these days with so many forms of entertainment. We're all challenged by how do we grow the next generation of arts lovers, arts patrons, and arts donors. And we know that by working together, we can do that much more successfully than any one of us can do that on our own.
Well, is there cooperation with the Dallas Museum of Art and the Nasher and the Crow Collection, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talk constantly. We share ideas and benchmark constantly, but we are increasingly talking about collaborating across performing and visual arts to activate the street, Flora Street, in ways that will bring new audiences down to the district and offer something for people who walk up and down the street from one end to the other to help them understand that there is so much there for them to do and see.
Yeah, you talk about competition. One of the things I was reading in Granberry's article this weekend is reminding me that Windstar, the casino, is competing with you. And they're bringing in the Bob Dylans of the world or whatever and paying them an obscene amount of money and then contractually prohibiting them from performing for a certain period of time within a geographic area, which includes here. How do you compete against something like that?
We've competed very well. We have a very robust lineup of concerts and comedy. We don't get the same acts that the Windstar gets, but we have an incredible lineup of performers who are drawing big audiences to the Windspear.
Is there the fact that all this has come together, does it give you bargaining power? Does it make you more attractive? Do you find, production companies coming to you and saying, do you have a venue for us?
We do, absolutely. Live Nation and AEG, we work with both of them. They come to us frequently. They bring acts to us. I'll just tell you this, David. Every single performer that ever performs in the Windspear says to us, I want to come back. This is the most beautiful, amazing venue. Looking out the chandelier, looking out at the beautiful theater itself, they all say, we will come back here over and over again.
And it's kind of fun, the Annette Strauss, it doesn't get brought up, but, this great outdoor venue. We saw Joan Baez there, mm-hmm. Or I guess it was earlier this year, the Dallas Theater Center had a play that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to see it all used.
Dallas Black Dance Theater just had a festival out there, an African dance festival as well. So, yes, we love Strauss Square, and we are working to more fully activate that. You'll see some new things on our agenda as we move into next year.
You mentioned Black Dance, but also some of the smaller theater groups.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place for them in the Arts District?
Oh, there absolutely is. So one of the things we're most proud of is our Elevator Project, and that's a program whereby funded in part by the Office of Cultural Affairs, Office of Arts and Culture, and that's a program where we give local emerging artists a platform. We give them a rehearsal space, we give them performance space, and I think most importantly, we give them mentoring. We teach them how to produce a production, how to ticket it, how to sell tickets, how to market it, and we teach them every aspect of production. And so companies like Dark Circles, a local dance company, have gone on to achieve some relatively national prominence as a result of the mentoring and the resources that we provide.
It's nice to hear you guys are all playing together again. Now, are you solvent? You still got some debt outstanding, right?
We are very close to being able to retire the original debt.
Wow.
I know.
After a decade. But, the art, you can't charge enough for tickets to really pay for everything.
That is correct.
It'll never be never be true that you'll be self-sustaining.
That is true. That is true for performing arts centers. And so we require in the generosity of our sponsors, major sponsors for us, AT&T, Reliant, and PNC. And we also rely on the generosity of our donors and our members. We do so much for the community in terms of education and providing access, free access to our community partners so that people who don't have the resources to be able to afford tickets can come to the center and see shows. And what we do for education is truly transformative for children.
And I see it when the Booker T. students come over and suddenly show up and in theater center offerings. We're almost out of time, but I gotta, is there one thing on your wish list? Is there anything missing? It looks like all of the ingredients are there.
I think all of the ingredients are absolutely in place. We've built an incredibly solid foundation at the AT&T Performing Arts Center and across the Arts District. And now it's time to move forward, deepen our impact within the community, deepen our impact on children through our education programs, and find ways to engage more and new audiences across the city of Dallas.
Happy birthday. You don't look 10.
Thank you.
Debbie Story is the CEO of the AT&T Performing Arts Center. For more of our discussion, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.